Uncle Noli back with more advice. You sent in the questions, I got your answers. Let's do this. Our first question comes from Dan Robinson. Uncle Noli, I was diagnosed with the coronavirus. Oof. What would you recommend doing on my 14-day quarantine? Well, Dan, first of all, I want you to get lots of rest, drink fluids, take your doctor's advice, and, wash your hands, all those sanitary things you got to do to take care of yourself and get back on your feet. Binge watching some Netflix or Hulu or whatever you got, do that. Catch up on some of that stuff. Maybe read a book. Okay? FaceTime friends and family. Let them know you're okay. Most importantly, stay the hell away from me. No COVID.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from... Well, the next question comes from someone with a very interesting name. So, for the kiddies out there, I'm going to just change the way it's pronounced. Our next question comes from Buttes and Cunts. They write, Uncle Noli, boxers or briefs? Uncle Noli used to wear boxers until one humid day he sat down on his balls. Never wore them again. Now, I go raw. Even in jeans.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Essence of 88. Uncle Noli, my friend keeps telling me to listen to more Michael Jackson's music, but I'm more of a Prince fan and prefer his music. What can I tell him so I won't hurt his feelings? Oh, well, listen, Essence. These are both amazing musical artists in their own right. And you have the perfect right to like one over the other and him too, vice versa. So I don't know why he's getting his panties in a bunch if he upset because you like Prince more than Michael Jackson. And hey, if he still feels that way, just tell him that Prince never had as many lawsuits. You know where I'm going!
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Eli. Uncle Noli, I'm an eighth grader. Can I get some advice on how to relieve stress on how much homework they give us? All right, Eli, I'm going to say something now, okay? This school system in this country is giving kids way, way too much homework, all right? I think they should move the start date to later in the day. You kids need your rest, and God knows you're going to stay up all night playing video games or whatever. Now, what you need to do is you got to get your work done, but something's got to be done to the schools. I'm talking to the schools right now. Ease up on the kids, all right? You don't have to cram that much crap in their head. Just teach them. Give them a good environment to learn in, all right? Teach them the comprehension of things. Don't just stuff facts that they have to regurgitate. They're not learning it anyway. And take a break on Eli. The kid wrote to Uncle Noli to stop this. It's madness. There's too much homework. Now, Eli, nobody's ever going to see that or listen to Uncle Noli. So you can listen to me, all right? Just try to get it done. Do your best. I know it's hard, but the funny thing is, as you get older and older, sometimes it gets a little easier. Eighth grade, they want to prepare you for ninth grade. Ooh, high school, it's going to be tough. So they make it a little harder. And then ninth grade and tenth grade, that's going to be a little more difficult, but 11th gets a little easier as you get a little older and a little smarter. Then 12th, piece of cake, you breeze through there. Take some summer school classes. Get some stuff online so you have less of a load during the semester, okay? That's my best advice. You got to spread out because they're just going to keep packing on the homework. I'm sorry. I wish I could do something for you. I mean, I can. I know a bunch of people and they have sticks, but then we get into a whole nother problem with the district. You know what I mean, right? Hey, if all else fails, just quit. Start a band. I don't even know if they went to school, but they're successful.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Peaches. Uncle Noli, what advice do you have for an older girl dating a younger guy? I feel like it's really looked down upon these days. Whoa, 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 whoa. Peaches. First of all, I love the name. What do you mean it's looked down upon? Hey, Uncle Noli, okay, it's well known, really does like older women. Always did. Probably goes back to one of my first experiences with an older woman. Oh, yeah. Librarian. She wasn't there for the books, if you know what I mean. Anyway, don't worry about what other people think. If you're into a guy, go for the guy. Trust me, the guy's into you. Teach him. Teach him. Like a Padawan, you're a Jedi. teach the young Padawan?
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Anita Handjob. You and me both. Uncle Noli, how do I tell my significant other about my kinks? Oh, I think with a name like Anita Handjob, they know about your kinks. Dirty bird.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Nicola. Dear Uncle Noli, any advice for having the ultimate girls' night in? Why, yes, Nicola, I do. I want you to go out to a toy store and get yourself a little kiddie pool. And then you're going to fill that full of baby oil. Then you and your hot, sexy friends are going to strip down to your birthday suits and you just frolic in the oil and throw it at each other and slap each other around. And make sure you have good lighting in the room and you put it on a webcam. And you send me the address, www.oilyfun.
Uncle Noli knows sometimes.
Our next question comes from Lloyd Williams. Uncle Noli, if you were stuck on a desert island, what three items would you bring along? It's a great question, Lloyd. I think about this a lot. First, I'd bring a knife. You'd have to cut down coconuts or, stab fish, so you want something like that. Then, I would bring a Italian sausage sandwich, like a really big one, like the jumbos that you can't eat in all in one sitting, so you can dole it out. You want meatball and peppers in there and some sausage, get the full jumbo, a lot of mozzarella over the top, have them bake it and wrap it in aluminum foil. That's key because it keeps the bread kind of crunchy outside and the cheese stays melted. And three, I would bring a big fucking boat. BFB. Boat.
Uncle Noli knows.
Woo! Well, I am spent. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Advice from Uncle Noli. We'll see you next week with more advice. Good, bad, or otherwise. Whatever! See you then!
Advice from Uncle Noli stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by me, Stephanie Judge, and mixed by Paul Baugh. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Stephanie Judge. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.